Utah's 4th Congressional District is a battleground for national Democrats and Republicans. The incumbent Democratic Representative Ben McAdams won the seat by just 0.2% in 2018, and the seat has become a high priority for national Republicans to flip. 4 Republican candidates are vying for the chance to go head-to-head against McAdams in November. In the lead-up to the June 30th primary, we're bringing you profiles of each of them. KUER's Sonia Hudson talked to businessman Trent Christensen about his experience in the private sector and as a political fundraiser.
Christensen, like most other candidates in Utah's 4th congressional primary race, has never held political office. He spent his career in the private sector as a lawyer, a VP of community development for a Utah banking company, and now CEO of a venture capital company. And he says that's what would make him effective in Congress.
The people that are going to be in Congress had better have a really good grasp on economics, you know, taxation policy, regulatory policy, so that they can plug in day one and make a positive impact and support the president.
Christensen isn't a total stranger to politics, though. He worked as a fundraiser for Mitt Romney's 2012 presidential campaign.
There's also this component you're going to have to raise some money. Ben's got, that we know of, $2.2 million in the bank. Fundraising is about relationships. And I have a network that goes back to my days of working on the Romney team that is still very active.
Christensen says he wasn't planning on running for Congress this year until Utah State Senator Dan Hemmert dropped out of the race in December.
I looked around the race and I didn't see anyone with an equivalent background. I didn't see anyone that has been in the economy, that has created jobs. And so I said, you know what, that point of view has to be represented.
If he makes it to D.C., Christensen says one of his top priorities would be economic recovery from COVID-19 and pushing states to reopen.
I'd like to say, hey, we're going to do one last round of bailouts. We're going to do it for individuals. We're going to do it for businesses and employees. But it is only available to you if your doors are 100% open for business, no restrictions, on June 15th of this year. And if you're not, then you don't get the money.
Christensen says he would also support Republican efforts to repeal Obamacare in order to lower health care costs.
I believe that there's a lot that the free market can do to lower costs. If there's competition in a system, you'll always see costs go down. I think there needs to be better transparency in the system.
A recent poll by UtahPolicy.com and KUTV put Christensen in last place, with 13% of registered Republican likely voters saying they would vote for him. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.